Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you on a Monday, a busy Monday, trying to play catch-up from a busy weekend. And normally I'd say that's because it's an Olympics year, but we have so much more to get to than even that, Jad, on a busy Monday.
That's right. What's on tap is courtesy of Side Pockets. Monday lunch special today, BLT and free fries for $5.95. Check out Royals Baseball there and order a slugger. That's vodka, blue curacao, lemonade, and Sprite. And that's tonight during the Royals game at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, Side Pockets.
Well, what's on tap for us? We'll continue our college football, well, college sports conversation that's driven around college football. We'll get into the NIL. What role is it playing as we move through this? And Team USA, yikes, not a good start for the red, white, and blue in traditional things we're used to dominating in. I know Paul's an Olympics guy, and we'll get into the struggles we've seen there. Is any of it real? Is any of it going to last into the medal round? So we'll talk about that all, but we continue our conversation right now around college athletics, 869-1240. If you want to chime in, the expectation is later today there will be a formal notification from Texas and Oklahoma that they intend to leave the Big 12. How fast that happens, we have no idea. They probably don't have any idea right now because that'll get tied up in legal battles, I'm sure. I'm sure Texas and Oklahoma would like to leave tomorrow. And I'm sure the rest of the Big 12 would never like them to leave, so they may, you know, fight it tooth and nail until they get through their TV contract, which doesn't expire until the 2024-2025 season. That's a part of it all, Paul. Where does the money land? How quickly can they do this? And how quickly can the Big 12 sort of reshuffle itself and try to survive? Or are the schools just like, you know what, we're sick of dealing with this all the time. Let's just get somewhere where there's more stability. Because, Paul, what was ever the long-term future of the Big 12? I mean, it's always been a question. We go through these rumors of Oklahoma leaving or Texas leaving or combination of them leaving. I mean, this isn't the first time we've had this conversation. We see this conversation all the time. And it was very clear when A&M and Missouri joined the SEC that it was a smart thing financially and in some senses just overall for them to do, wasn't it? I mean, if we love the Big 12. You and I both love the Big 12. Love it as much as anybody. But it's been on shaky ground, Paul, for a long, long time.
And the problem is, and it goes back to economics. And let's face it, everything is about economics. And you look at the amount of money that will be due from this TV contract for Oklahoma and Texas, and it's reports of north of $75 million. But, Jacob, in the scheme of things, in the big picture, that's not much at all. That's not a big deal. If Oklahoma and Texas decide to go and let's go ahead and join as soon as possible, the SEC won't be this year. By the way, they start playing football in, what, 30 days? So, you know, those kind of are – this year it's already baked into the cake. So this won't – but we're talking about as soon as the year after this, you could literally see both those schools playing a complete SEC schedule. won't be surprised if that happens. In fact, I'll be surprised if it doesn't happen. But with that being said, you know, you look at the dollar amounts, it will not keep Texas and Oklahoma from leaving. So that's all out the window. And you just knew from the inception of this league that you have Texas, which is a big dog, Oklahoma, which is a big dog, and a bunch of teams that were still fairly small. You look at Iowa State, it's thought of as the runt of Iowa. To ask any Iowa Hawkeye fan, how does Iowa State compare to Iowa? And you get well, they make great employees. Now that's what they would tell you. But you look at this league and you just go, based upon population, Kansas, not a big population state. Oklahoma, in relative terms, not a big population state, even though you got an Oklahoma and a Tulsa. And you look at West Virginia, again, not a big population state. This is a league that has been destined to have this breakup problem. When you have two big dogs like Oklahoma and Texas, things are going to happen. Things are going to break up. They're going to want a bigger piece of the pie, and that's where they're going to go get that pie. That's the problem with the Big 12 right now. And there's a lot of remedies. The question is, what you want is the best one for the Big 12.
Yeah, and there's been rumors that the Big 12 has tried to come up with a plan to offer Texas and Oklahoma a bigger piece of the pie. But at some point, there isn't anything that the Big 12 is going to be able to offer that matches up. And it's like watching that bad breakup where only one side wants to try and salvage it, and the other side very clearly is over it and through it. And like, all right, no, for real. Like, we're going to break up now. Like, the writing's on the wall. We don't need to, we don't need to go through this every time. Let's just make this less ugly than it needs to be, right? Like, we're out. Doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah,
we're going to be gone.
You seem to have a great understanding of that.
I won't reveal which side of that I've been on.
Oh, I saw. Very well played. That was a nice job. Good job there.
Yeah, but no, it's unsalvageable at this point. And the Big 12 may know that, and they're doing their due diligence. I just don't know. I'm honestly more interested in what all the other teams are thinking about. You know that Oklahoma State's disappointed, right? They're probably feeling a little blindsided, or I don't know what the right term for it is, but you know that they're disappointed that Oklahoma's leaving.
Of course.
You know, we've understood A&M is disappointed that Texas is coming in, which is just going to fuel a rivalry that is as contentious genuinely as there is in the country. And that's not just on the field, that's off the field. That's everything. So those things are there. It's a challenging time if you love the old Big 12, like we all do, because it's gone. It's not going to be here anymore. In what we're used to, I don't know. Like, if the Big 12 started to go poaching, right? Who are they going to go get? You think they're going to go get Nebraska now? No chance. Nebraska's not going to leave the Big Ten for that mess. Okay, it's not going to be a team like that. Okay, well, we're the Big 12. We're still the Big 12. Let's go poaching. Let's go get Boise State. Okay, maybe. Let's go get Houston. Maybe. Is Houston really that inclined to join a shaky conference? Is that scenario more likely and any better than a complete merger, again, with another league? I don't know that you'll see the Pac-12. I mean, look, if the Pac-12 and Big 12 just decided to merge, you'd have another super conference. Bing, bang, boom, it's done, right? You may get the development of two more super conferences if roughly half go to the Big 10 and roughly half go to the Pac-12. But what about the leftovers? Where does Baylor land in that scenario? Does the Big 10 or the Pac-12 want Baylor individually? I don't know that they do. Do they want TCU individually? I don't know that they do. Is Kansas State and Kansas, where do they fit in that? It seems like they both would be, appealing enough. That's why an almost, if not all the way complete merger makes a lot of sense to me. Whatever league that happens to be, whether it was the Pac-12, it won't be the Big Ten completely, or the AAC. I think all of those could be viable options, and I think you could see the teams left behind in the Big 12 in those scenarios in a better or at least same financial footing that exists with the current Big 12. I do think that that's possible. Look, I'm more fond of the AAC, I think, and see a bigger picture, brighter pasture with what the football could be now in a 12-team format and what it really could be with all those teams in there. You could have a really good football league. And again, what I think would be the best basketball league in the country and one of the best baseball leagues in the country, if not the best. And when you're talking about all the other sports outside of football, you'd be in fantastic shape that way. And in football, I think you'd be in better shape than people think that you might be. So I there are a lot of possibilities. Which way it will go, I think, is a total guessing game right now because every scenario is on the table, and I just don't know that what's left of the Big 12 is ready on July 26th to try and move in sync with all the other teams. I think everybody now is in survival mode and saying, you know what? We just got to figure out how we survive. I'm not worried about anything else. Where do we land in all of this? And that's where the Big 12, even in shambles as it is going to have its biggest test to try and salvage and keep those teams together in whatever combination can come. Otherwise, they're all going to act individually, and somebody could get left behind.
I appreciate your utopian view of the ACC and that merger between the Big 12 and the ACC.
AAC.
I appreciate that view that you have. Here's the problem with that view, is that it's a generation before you start to build the prestige that you want. The problem is that if you're in the AAC and you have to compete against other AAC teams, then nobody really knows how good your football conference is because you're competing against each other. The only chance you have to show how good you really are is in the world of bowls or in the world of playoffs. You're not going to make any playoffs. You're not going to get into the playoffs, at least as the way it's structured at this particular point. So nobody's going to know just how good a football conference you really have. Will it be a good football conference? Well, yeah, I think you're exactly right. It will be a very, very good football conference. But nobody's going to know it, Jacob. That's the problem. And basketball is an outlier. Basketball is not in the mindset of anybody right now reformulating these leagues. It's all football because that drives everything. But the football angle, I appreciate it. I like the way you think about it. But you're a generation, I mean a generation away from allowing the AAC, if it stays intact, to become thought of in the same breath and thought processes of the Big Ten, of the ACC, of the SEC, so on and so forth. It's just not going to happen. And that's the problem, Jacob.
It is the problem. But is there a better solution? Is the better solution and the reality is the involvement of these conversations needs to include television networks. That's the reality.
Well,
the Big 12 needs to be calling TV networks and saying, what could this look like? The conferences need to call. And I don't know how much each individual school can try and learn from that. It's a very complicated process, and it's just one of the new complications or new changes that we're going to see in the college landscape. When we come back, Paul, let's talk NIL. You and I haven't talked about this. I don't know where you land on it. You know where I land because it's a place I've been at for years, but I'm curious to get your overall take and some ideas floated around by coaches that are interesting. What about a money share among teams? Okay, it's being floated out there. We'll break it down. 869-1240 is the number to call if you'd like to join Sports Daily today. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, in for Bruce Hurdle. First part of this week. Glad to have you on board. Stick with us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.